message.
Let's be honest. Self-care has become a buzzword. It's everywhere. Social media, mugs, pillows, candles, treat yourself vibes. But if self-care is so great, why do so many of us actively avoid it? I mean, we know it's good for us, but somehow we still think, nah, I'll just keep burning myself out instead. So why do we resist self-care? Well, to begin with, we've made it way too complicated. Somewhere along the way, self-care started looking like luxurious spa days, expensive retreats, and hours of meditation on some mountain. Well, who has the time or budget for that? Second, there's guilt. Oh, the guilt. You think, if I take a nap, I'm being lazy. If I say no to that extra work project, I'm not a team player. If I spend money on a massage, I'm irresponsible. We've been conditioned to believe that taking care of ourselves is somehow selfish or indulgent.
Spoiler alert.
It's not. And finally, we avoid self-care because we think it needs to be perfect. Like,
what's the point of going for a 10-minute walk if I can't do the whole 5K?
Newsflash.
It's not all or nothing. So, how do we change this? How do we begin incorporating self-care without feeling guilty or like we're failing at it? Well, let's break it down. First tip.
Shrink it.
Self-care does not need to be an all-day affair. It can be as simple as drinking a glass of water before your coffee, taking 3 deep breaths before meetings, or actually eating lunch sitting down instead of hunched over your keyboard like a stressed out raccoon. Second,
schedule it.
Look, if you're not putting it on your calendar, it's not gonna happen. Block 10 minutes for something that recharges you, whether it's reading a book, journaling, or just sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing. You schedule meetings for everyone else, why not schedule one for yourself? Third,
redefine self-care.
It's not all bubble baths and face masks. It's doing what you need to do to feel human. Maybe that's setting boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to plans that you do not want to attend. Or maybe it's actually folding the laundry you've been avoiding for 2 weeks because that pile is starting to feel like a roommate. Fourth,
ditch the guilt.
Here's the truth. Taking care of ourselves does not just benefit us. It benefits everyone around us. We can't pour from an empty cup. And we definitely can't be our best selves when we are running on fumes. So put that oxygen mask on yourself first. So if guilt pops up, remind yourself that self-care is not selfish. It's survival. And finally,
celebrate those small wins.
Did you drink water instead of your third coffee today? Amazing. Did you close your eyes for 5 minutes instead of doom scrolling on your phone? Incredible. Small steps matter. And they add up faster than you think. The bottom line, self-care does not have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be time-consuming. It just has to be something, anything, that helps us feel more like ourselves. The next time you catch yourself avoiding it, remember this. You deserve care, just like everyone else. And if anyone tells you otherwise, send them to me. Go, take a nap, or drink some water. Fold that laundry. Whatever it is, begin small, but start today. You've got this.